time to talk business. Inc. Radio. Real stories, real solutions. Inc. Magazine has the knowledge and experience to help you grow your business and stay ahead of the competition. This is Inc. Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Inc. Radio. Just like the magazine, Inc. Magazine on newsstands everywhere. On this month's issue, on the cover, you'll see the handsome face of my friend, Robert Herjavec, and he is on a Shark Tank. You'll see him on ABC. Just a great dude. How I Did It is what it says on the cover. Grit and wisdom from the founders of companies like AccuWeather, Lyft, FanDuel, Late July, Milk Studios, Crunchyroll, and a whole bunch more. And that story begins on page 37. But you know what? How I Did It. I mean, that is what it really is about on this radio show. We get to talk to some of the greatest people in the world. And I mean, these people I end up becoming friends with because I love their stories. I love their spirit. I love their stick-to-itiveness. I love that they have character and courage. And we call all this put together in business, we call it being an entrepreneur. One of those guys happens to be sitting right next to me. He is responsible for Launch at Inc., also the author of the book Launch with an exclamation point. His name is Scott Duffy. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing awesome. It's great to be back.
So you're in my studio here in my office for the first time. What do you think?
I am. This is super cool. I mean, what can I say?
I love having you here, man. Welcome aboard. So we have studios all over the place. Scott has them in, whereabouts are you? Newport Beach?
I'm in Newport Beach, right? Santa Monica.
We have them, of course, building number 7, the World Trade Center in New York City. And I mean, there's so many contributors to Inc. magazine that there's literally offices, little workspaces all over of people working their tail off to get these stories we were talking about to you guys, whether it be in video, audio, like you're hearing on the radio. And the editors of Inc. magazine even have a podcast called Inc. Uncensored, of which, be careful, don't let the children hear that one. I'm joking.
But and it's not just the offices, it's the events as well.
Right, exactly. You're right. So we have, as a matter of fact, I think the next one coming up is, I believe, Inc. 5000.
Well, we've got Iconic coming up.
Is that the next one coming up?
I believe that's the next one out in Boston.
There's just, yeah, oh, that's right. You're right. You're right. And then comes the Inc. 5000, which is an amazing event. Like 2,000 or 3,000 people show up at the Inc. 5000 event. And these are companies that want to be part of Inc. So they have their company evaluated by Inc. And then they get their standing, their rating. You know, their company number 234 in the Inc. 5000 or 2,300. And basically, it's the fastest growing companies in America, privately owned by the, you know, founders and people that start the companies. Very, very cool. Check it out at inc.com. So first of all, let's talk about what this magazine is about. It's a magazine for growing companies, and it's all about trying to help you that is listening to this show. Perhaps if you're in business, you want to grow that company. Of course you do. Well, the folks that we talk to are going to be, you know, giving you great advice on how you can do that, including Scott here, who's been on the show a number of times. But again, this is the first time in studio. It's kind of weird looking at your face.
It is.
I'm normally just looking at the cover of your book going, Launch. Okay. Paul David Walker is on the line. He is the founder and CEO of Genius Stone. GeniusStone.com. He's one of our contributors as well here on the radio show. And I thought, you know, it'd be fun for the three of us to spend some time talking about what does it take to have a successful business. And whether you're launching a business, you need to know all this stuff from the day you launch, before you launch, to even if you've been in business 20 years, what does it take really at the end of the day? How you doing, Paul?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm in the Long Beach studio here.
See? There you go. Exactly. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, wherever we are in this crazy digital world is now our office, whether it's laying in bed, returning emails in the middle of the night. That's my office.
There you go.
So here we have a story that Paul wrote, and I said, you know what? That's exactly what we should be talking about. And I think that we can tee it up with a couple of words very simply. Imagination, intuition, and intention. Now, I want to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Paul and Scott about exactly that. Imagination, intuition, and intention. You're listening to Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Scott Duffy and Paul David Walker and I will be back right after this break. Stay with us.
Thing you do when you get up out of bed. Cause if that streets are running and try to beat the masses, go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor, and I love this little piece of the song right here. And Scott Duffy is here with us, and Paul David Walker, GeniusStone.com. ScottDuffy.com is where you can find him. He's a keynote speaker. He is the author of the book Launch, The Critical 90 Days from Idea to Market. And congratulations. I know your book is doing well. But you also made a deal before we get into the imagination, intuition, and intention, which is a great article that Paul wrote. It's on his LinkedIn. Let's talk about Launch, because this is all what you need when you're launching. So launch@ink.com. You've just launched this now, finally. It's taken a lot of time to get this all together because it's an amazing resource for people that are launching. Talk about it, Scott.
Well, you know, it's a great collaboration with Inc. And basically what we've done is we've created a step-by-step approach for launching new businesses, new products, and new services. And it not only makes sense for people that are taking an idea to market for the first time, but it makes just as much sense. The content is just as relevant for people that have built successful businesses that are launching new things. And I'll tell you why. There was a study done by Harvard Business School. And what they learned is if they took what they defined as the most successful entrepreneurs in America. Now, these were people that started up a company, went out and raised venture capital, eventually took that company public. Really successful companies. They left that company. They went out to start their next thing. Less than 35% of those people were successful in their next venture.
Wow.
So they, and again, these people were defined as the best of the best.
Right. And well, what happens is, and I think we were talking with Noah Elias about this.
That's right.
He said, what would you do if I gave you $500 million right now or $50 million or whatever, $1 million? It changes your perspective. So once they've been successful, sold the company, go out and try it again, they've lost, perhaps, do we call it the eye of the tiger?
Well, that's part of it. The other part of it is they tend to fall back on the same strategies that they used the first time, but the market's changed.
The world changed, right.
And that's what launch@ink.com is all about. It's a tool to make sure that you are completely in sync with where the market is today to make sure that you launch successful new businesses, products, and services. And the people who've contributed, they're the best of the best. Folks, you know,
awesome.
Shark Tank, the founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation, to you know the founder of UGG Boots, another billion-dollar brand.
Yeah. Well, that's launch@ink.com. If you go to ink.com and you pull down the navigation bar on the left side of the page, you can not only find Launch at Ink, you can find Ink Radio. So there's a lot right there. That navigation bar is chucked full. It's a smorgasbord, I tell you. All right, let's go to imagination, intuition, and intention. Paul David Walker, you wrote this story, and I'm going to have you tee it up a little bit, the premise, and then I'm going to give you the whole next segment to talk about this great story on LinkedIn that you put up.
All right, so what I do is grow businesses, not always startups, but they're usually started and want to grow faster. And what I found is the first step is imagination. Einstein said it's more important than knowledge because knowledge is fixed. Knowledge is what's happening now. Your imagination enables you to extend what's happening now into a possible future. I have a colleague who's working at Stanford with physicists to speed up their theoretical processes, and he's using imagination. It's working great. But in business, I'm telling you, it is the key. Les Wexner, who's the founder of Limited, Victoria's Secret, Pink, Bed Bath & Beyond, Henry Bendel, so on, who is in the habit of walking around Paris and other trend-setting cities and just having a look at what the girls are wearing, trying to get a sense of what's the leading edge.
Paul, I do that too, by the way.
I know, but you have a different purpose.
Sorry.
So he's trying to create it like a middle management fashion, and he has succeeded almost every time. He spun off some of his groups like Abercrombie and Fitch and so on. And what he says is, you know, sometimes, this is a quote, sometimes I wish I lived more in the day, but I'm happier thinking about tomorrow or the day after. The way I see it, there's always a new next thing, and he's always looking for it, and he uses his imagination. He's imaginating all the time. But then, you know, there's a moment when you go, okay, you know, this is it. And this is where intuition comes into play, right? And once you're able to envision possibilities, intuition syncs those possibilities with the sweet spot in the present that will most accelerate that forward. And Les is obviously very good at doing that. I mean, his imagination seemed to be working all the time, and he's always thinking of ways to launch a business.
All right, hang tight. Let's get to the other side of this commercial break and pay some bills and do some business ourselves. You're listening to Inc. Radio, geniusstone.com. You can find Paul David Walker, scottduffy.com. You can find Scott. You can find me at inc.com. Pull that navigation bar down on the left side and go to Inc. Radio. That's Alan Taylor. We'll be right back.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrend's proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
You're listening to Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. We're just entrepreneurs doing what we do, talking about business. I talked to Scott one time and I said, you know what? I love business. And he goes, I love sports. And you are a sports fan.
I'm a sports nut.
And I said, wouldn't it be cool if there was a show that was like a sports show, but the sport was business? Well, that's what we're trying to do right here.
It is.
A little bit of fun with it, make it real. And I mean, at the end of the day, business is really fun. Paul David Walker is with us. By the way, everybody, Paul is a CEO coach. He's a poet and one of the early innovators of leadership consulting and coaching at an executive level. He has been advising the leaders of Fortune 500 and mid-sized companies for over 25 years. And so he deals at the rarefied air way up in the sky with the CEOs of people that have to make giant decisions. And you better have a great imagination, some basic intuition, and the intention. To me, the intention, because at the end of the day, there's two ways to look at this. They say, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But I say, you know, poo-poo to that, because at the end of the day, I also want to have a good intention on what I'm doing, whether I'm doing business with, you know, my family member, somebody I've never met before. I want the same intention, which is to be fair, to be honest, to be honorable at all times. And so the intention is important. Then it takes imagination, and then it takes some intuition. I mean, so these are really good, important things. I'm going to go back to Scott for a second while we're talking about imagination, intuition, and intention. Which one pops out in your mind right now?
Well, it's interesting because when Paul first started talking about imagination, and then you threw in fun, it reminded me of a story. So a good friend of mine, Nolan Bushnell, you know Nolan, he's like the father of the video game business.
Okay.
He's the inventor of Pong and Atari. By the way, I think Steve Jobs offered him asked for $50,000 for 50% of Apple to get it started when Steve was an employee.
Oh, wait a minute.
Back the day.
He went to this guy. Steve Jobs went to this guy
he
for money.
He worked for him. Oh, yeah. And he went to,
right?
Nolan was behind Chuck E. Cheese and all kinds of other stuff. And I asked him, how do you imagine and create the future? And he gave me two answers that I thought were so interesting. The first was this. It was to have fun. And he said that every office, every company he's ever started, his office was also the game room.
Is that wild?
Yeah. So what he would do is he would have board games, he'd have video games, whatever kind of games he could get, and people knew that they could always come in, it was an open door policy, and start playing games. But they didn't do it out like on the main company floor. They did it right next to him when he was working. And he said the best ideas came out during those periods. Now, what was funny about that is that when he had Chuck E. Cheese...
He must have a bunch of kids, because how can you work with that distraction?
Well, I guess you're a gamer, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's true.
So you're jumping in. But when he had Chuck E. Cheese, he said that all of the beer companies, the distributors, wanted his business. So he said they also brought a fresh keg to my office every week. Oh my God. We not only had the games, but we had some beers on the side as well.
Can you imagine working there?
Exactly. But the other thing that he brought up, which I thought was so fun, is science fiction. He said the biggest problem he had was writing a business plan because it was usually 10 years ahead of when that business would be right for the market. And he said, I said, well, how'd you get there? He said, I read a lot of science fiction. And he said, and it comes true. He said, isn't Minority Report, you know, that movie with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Isn't that just the Microsoft Surface today? And the right, Apple iPad?
Right. Very interesting. Paul, so, I think it's a great time to tell the world about the new show that you and I are doing, by the way. Scott and I are launching a new podcast, and it's called, are you ready for this? And Paul, you're on the inside because you were there with us. But it's called Business and Burgers.
Amen.
And we're going to be launching that, I don't know, another week or so?
I think so. Well, yeah.
Because we've shot the first four, and I got to tell you, it's off the hook. And it all is the premise that Scott and I, one day, we went and had a burger, and we were sitting there and had that same conversation about, and this is where the imagination part of this whole thing comes into play for Paul, back to your story in a minute. But I said, I would love to do a show that's like a sports show. And the sport is business. But it was also in that cool setting. And then Scott goes, like having a burger. And I go, yeah, let's business and burgers. And we started laughing. And then the next thing you know, we're shooting a show. It's a video show. And it's with entrepreneurs and doers that telling their story of how they succeeded in business and what it took. And so we'll tell you on this show when that show's ready. But it is called Business and Burgers.
And having those great conversations over a great burger and some amazing fries at the most amazing burger joints across the country.
Yeah, so we're going to be going all around. It's a little bit kind of Anthony Bourdain meets business instead of the normal stuff he does. But it's just fun stuff. So coming back to imagination, intuition, and intention. So what made you, Paul, and we're going to do another segment together on this, but what made you write this article to begin with that's on LinkedIn?
Well, I've always known that that intention and intuition are important, because all my clients, bottom line, they just know the answer at some point in time. Like, I worked with Don Ross at New York Life. He was the CEO, and he knew when to pull the market out in 87. And when I asked him the difference, how he knew the difference, he said, well, you know, you have to know the difference between feelings that come from your ego and your intuition or knowing. Over the years, I've learned the difference.
Right.
And I think the thing that Scott said is, you know, you've got to practice and create time to imagine. And that's what came to me working with an artist. I work with some entertainment companies. And if you don't put time in to imagine, like you guys did for the Burgers and Business show, you never come up with great ideas.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And you also have to follow your intention and your intuition and not doubt yourself. Because if you know this sounds like a great idea, it probably is. We're going to take a break. Come back to more imagination, intuition, and intention. Paul David Walker, our guest. Scott Duffy in studio. This is Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Stay with us. Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it. Listening to Inc. Radio and a little I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide from ZZ Top. We are nationwide. syndicated radio show, Ink Radio, with Ink Magazine. Check us out at ink.com. I did a show with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. It was probably the most interesting year of my life, I might say. Talk about a man with imagination. Whew. It's amazing. Paul David Walker here, Scott Duffy. It is Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Paul, so you have a story, and if people want to look it up, I imagine it's also at geniusstone.com, your website?
No, it's just on LinkedIn.
Okay, so LinkedIn. Look up Paul David Walker, everybody.
Yeah.
And we're talking about imagination, intuition, and intention. Give us, you know, roll through the story a little bit of your story on LinkedIn.
Well, what is really important and what's in that story is you got to know the difference between your ego's fantasies and your knowing or your true intuition. And I always ask my CEOs a question. I says, how do you know when it's the right call? How do you know? One of them said, you know, I feel this warmth, confidence in my heart. I can see it working. And what I recommend to your listeners is you go through every time you had an idea and it was right, and check into how you felt. How did you know? Go through and write down things that you did that were totally off and get a sense of what that feeling was like. And write down all the things that you did that you should have done that you knew were right and you didn't do and why.
Right.
Because you got to know the difference between, you know, your fantasies and when in the field of imagination your intuition is picking the right thing.
I'll tell you what. I just played ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons. Billy Gibbons is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's an amazing, amazing musician. They call him the Reverend. And the reason why is because he's the gentleman of the music world. And I want to tell you, the piece of advice that he gave me, and it feeds right back to what you just said, Paul. Mm-hmm. We were in, we did a show together one day, and then we went back to his house, and he lives, you know, in right off of Sunset in Beverly, or next to Beverly Hills off of Doheny. And mm-hmm. I'm going to this beautiful mansion that his dad used to own. Now, his dad is the artist that designed the Oscar, right? I mean, this is it's stuff
really?
You'd never think of. Exactly. So he said to me one night, he says, Alan, do you ever keep a notepad next to your bed? And I go, no. He goes, let me tell you something. The one piece of advice I give you, keep a notepad next to your bed because your best ideas come to you in your sleep. And you got to wake up and write them down. And I thought to myself, wow, that was such great advice. Because you know how many great ideas I had while I was kind of in that, I don't know, that dream state of where I was, you know, kind of in, you know, dreaming like in my best scenario, I'm going to buy an airplane. I'm going to have a mansion in the sky. Once all that's done, then the reality sinks in of, oh, but you got to do this first and you got to do that first. I will wake up and I will write these thoughts down. And it's funny because I went to his room to get something for him one day and he goes, hey, I sleep on the floor. And I was like, what? He goes, okay. Yeah, I just got a mattress on the floor. I like sleeping on the floor. And sure enough, right next to his bed was two things, his notepad and a pen and just some little writing instruments. He had a felt pen and because he was a doodler, right? But he had some hot sauce. So I went back up and I said, Billy, I go, what's the story with the hot sauce? He goes, oh, I had some tacos the other night. So, I mean, when you hang with a rock star, you never know what you're going to get anyway. So, Paul, if you look at these three words that headline your story on LinkedIn, imagination, intuition, and intention, is there one that is more important than the other, or does it take this, you know, equal parts of the three?
It takes all three.
Yeah.
Takes all three. Because, you know, you can have great dreams and ideas, and how many people have seen a new product come out and say, geez, I knew that. I could have done that.
Right.
Now, without intention, it doesn't happen. And if you're starting a new product, a new business, new division, one of my clients who's in my book, Invent Your Future, Lawrence Coe, and they invent things. That's what they do, right? And here's what Lawrence said. He says, you know, when something resonates with your purpose in life, when something resonates to a contribution you want to make, when something resonates to a service that we want to perform, there is a solidity, a recognition that takes place within you. When you follow this resonance, this inner guidance, this experience, it becomes easier for you to recognize over time. And intention just starts to well up in you. You know, there's this, your energy shifts. People can feel it. They go, yeah, something's going on here. Because now you know when you know. It's one of the things I harp on people. There's no substitute for practice, and there's no substitute for knowing when you know.
Right, right.
That's when your intention becomes like a rocket ship.
Paul, you know, it's funny. I heard you mention your book, and I've had you on enough times that I actually forgot to mention that Paul is also an author. Tell about your book real quick, and then we'll take a break.
It's called Invent Your Future, Starting with Your Calling. Your calling calls you, like we just talked about. And I interviewed 20 successful CEOs who've grown their businesses, all self-made, to come up with a narrative about the book. And it's full of their stories and their quotes.
I love it.
It's a great book.
I love it. You're a good man. Paul David Walker. If you want to go to LinkedIn and check out his story, Imagination, Intuition, and Intention, you can find him there. Also, you go to his website, geniusstone.com. Find his book and all the rest of the story. Paul, thank you very much, my friend. I'll be right back with more right here on Inc. Radio, and we hope that we're helping you to grow your company, your brand, your person. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's all relative. We'll be right back. It's Inc. Radio.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel of Adam Shaw.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Well, our next guest is Christopher Kai. He is an international speaker, an author, founder and CEO of KGL. His website, ChristopherKai.com, K-A-I. And he has a book. Big Game Hunting, Networking with Billionaires, Executives, and Celebrities. I met him at an event called Secret Knock, and he was one of the speakers there. And I thought to myself, you know what? He would be a good guest because it kind of is who you know in this life, isn't it, Christopher?
It is. Alan, thank you so much for this interview. I'd love to share some tips on how your guests can meet those what I call big gamers, people of influence to grow their business.
Right. So really, it isn't big game hunting about hunting at all. It's really about the people that are in business that are billionaires or high-power, high-profile executives that can help to move your project along at warp speed, really.
Exactly. It's really about a mindset, frankly, because people often talk about the billionaires, but it's really your mindset and the value placing yourself, because when you have that confidence, you can approach anyone you want, right? And the title actually came from a mentor of mine named Fred Joel, who started a company called 1-800-DENTIST. And at one point, I'm like, hey, Fred, I want to scale my business. And he's like, Christopher, don't be shooting at rabbits if you want to hunt big game. Really, like, we always focus on these small opportunities when we should really focus on the larger opportunities. And the hunting really is about being hungry. It has nothing to do with being predatorial. It's about, are we hungry for opportunities? Because we have our smartphones and we just take our smartphones out, and we're all like, oh, it took 3 seconds for something to load, and we're so impatient. So I'm like, if you really want to build your business based on more affluent clients, you really have to be hungry for these opportunities, because they don't just show up at your doorstep.
Right. My mother-in-law, God rest her soul, used to say to me all the time, wise men say, man sit for long time with mouth hanging wide open, waiting for roast duck to fly in. Right? And so you got to get off your butt. And I love those little sayings. Now, so what kind of advice do you have then? Because first of all, I mean, I have found in my life that hanging with successful people is a good thing because it breeds other successes that come along, you know, just by the fact that these are different kinds of people. I'm not going to say they're smarter. They're just more conscious and aware of business opportunities. And I guess that's a good way of saying it, because some people, you know, they just don't see the opportunity. It just goes right by them. And then the person that is conscious and looking, eyes open, eyes wide open, would say, hey, that's a good idea. And that's a good idea. I was in the shower the other day, give you an example. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I love a lot of us in this world that are kind of in this business world tend to like these little sayings, you know, and somebody will put a sunset and they'll have this little saying, you know, and I thought to myself, man, that's kind of a cool business. Inspirational sayings. I thought, I wonder if anybody's ever thought of taking pictures of their kids and then putting the inspirational saying on the pictures of their kids or their wives or their husbands or whatever it is, so that that is something that lives on forever. And this is the kind of the lesson that I taught my kids, you know, Rudyard Kipling's If. I love that poem, one of my favorites. And I was thinking, I want to put that on a picture of my kids and hang it on the wall in my office. And I thought, there's a business opportunity. That's how the entrepreneur mind thinks, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you look at Reid Hoffman, right? The guy just sold LinkedIn for almost $30 billion to Microsoft, and he always talks about his network. People always ask him, hey, how do you become this Midas Touch Forbes article guy investing in all these companies? And he says it very bluntly. He's like, build your network. Birds of a feather really do flock together. And we often hear the term, oh, you know, Chris, we got to work the room. We got to work the room. And I'm like, working the room is a waste of time if you're in the wrong room.
Right.
You know? So I was looking at your website, Alan, and I saw that Marcus Lemonis is there, the guy from The Prophet who
right.
helps companies rebuild themselves, right?
Love
I just
him,
met
yeah.
him. I met him like a month ago at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. But so many people like say, well, how do I meet these people, Chris? I'm like, well, hang out at these five-star hotels. But I don't have a lot of money, Chris. Well, if you're going to spend $15 on a movie, why not spend $15 on a drink and meet someone like Marcus Lemonis? Because they hang at certain places, they eat at certain places, they entertain at certain places. And so whenever I meet entrepreneurs, they have this frustration in their eyes. They're like, I'm sick and tired of Chris, of having these clients that are annoying, and they pay me little and ask me for so much stuff. And I'm like, well, what do you want? And they're like, well, I want like the nice car and the nice girl and the nice house. I'm like, well, here's how you do it, because you have to research these events. You have to go to the right places. It's possible. And oftentimes when they look at the book that I wrote, it's 20 strategies on networking before, during, and after events, because we all want things simple. That's why I created this book. And when people ask me why I wrote this book, it's because I kept having these clients and friends and colleagues keep saying, Chris, you know, you grew up middle class in New York City. Your mom was a school teacher. Your dad was a case manager. How did you go about meeting these people? And beyond meeting them, how did you get to work with them? How did you convince Elon Musk, literally arguably the most inspiring entrepreneur in the world, to come to the worst part of town in Los Angeles and interview him for a half hour, inspiring homeless kid? You know, how do you do that? And it always goes back to what you said, Alan, have the right mindset, surround yourself with those people, because if you want to make $1 million, well, why are you hanging out with people that make $50,000? If you want to make $1 billion, well, why are you hanging out with millionaires? They all have a different mindset. And this isn't even just my opinion, Alan. Like, there's a woman named Carol Dweck who wrote a book called The Mindset, like literally The Mindset of Success. And she talked about a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Too many of us already have in our mind, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. Oh, what do I have to offer to a billionaire? What do I have to offer to this person? But even with a growth mindset, you think about, well, what can I add value? Someone even like Richard Branson needs help building his charity. And a woman actually tweeted him at one point because he said, hey, the first person that donates $2,000 to my company, it's my nonprofit, I'll invite them to a charity in Florida. And a woman named Stacey Ferrer, 18 years old at the time, answered that tweet, said to him, Mr. Branson, I'm not even old enough for drinking, but I'd love to support your charity. She did. She flew out there with her brother. She ended up meeting Richard Branson. Richard Branson invested $400,000 in her startup.
Wow. Well, this is all very, very interesting. I have another segment I want to do with you. I want to find out a little bit more about Mondays at the Mission as well. You're also the founder of that. And a little bit more about how we can go big game hunting, networking with billionaires, executives, and celebrities in order for us to become, you know, kind of the business people we want to be. rich ones, I guess. Right? We'll take a little break. Christopher Kai is with us. You can find him at ChristopherKai.com. I'm Alan Taylor. It is Ink Radio, and we'll be right back. Stay back.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, bad boys.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Don't forget you can pick up a copy of Ink Magazine at newsstands everywhere. Visit our website, ink.com. That's I-N-C for those non-tattooed people, or the tattooed people. Because, you know, everybody's like, you work for Ink Magazine? I go, yeah, no, not the tattoo magazine. That's I-N-K. That's pretty funny. Christopher Kai is on the line, international speaker, author, founder, CEO, wild man, author of the book Big Game Hunting, Networking with Billionaires, Executives, and Celebrities. And he's also an international speaker. He has founded another company called Mondays at the Mission. And I want to hear about that. Then I want your top three best thoughts on being able to go big game hunting, you might say, for these, for our listeners. Talk about Mondays at the Mission. What's going on with that?
Well, it's actually not a company. It's a volunteer program I created.
Okay.
We teach career and life skills for homeless teenagers. So Union Rescue Mission is the largest private shelter in the country. It has 1,000 people a night in the worst part of town in downtown Los Angeles, what they call Skid Row.
Mm.
Los Angeles, unfortunately, where I live, they call it the homeless capital of the world. And Skid Row is the heaviest concentration of homelessness in an urban setting in the U.S. And so 6 years ago, I started this homeless youth program, the only one of its kind, where we go there every week, and we've had about 250 speakers from 28 states and 28 countries. It's just my way of giving back, but always having that focus on, you know, what are we doing for the world? So I stress a lot about, yes, I want you to do well in your life, I want you to do well in your business, but how do we help our community? And in my case, I love to inspire specifically teenagers and with the homeless kids at the shelter. I mean, imagine you and I are homeless, Alan, at 15 years old. What are we going to hope for? What are we going to dream about?
Right.
And so I created this program to invite people like yourself, like Elon Musk or Moby or Diane Nyad, to really give them some inspiration and insight on how they can succeed in their lives.
Well, let me know if I can ever help you with that, Christopher, because I love that. And I have 4 children, and I'm totally into that. Mondays at the Mission. Where can they find out more? Obviously, they can go to ChristopherKai.com, K-A-I, ChristopherKai.com. But is there a better way?
Yeah, well, just go to literally Google Mondays at the Mission on the Facebook page, and they can click on our Facebook page and follow us from there.
Okay, excellent. Mondays at the Mission. Okay, now, back to big game hunting, networking with billionaires, executives, and celebrities. I want your top three in 3 minutes. I guess the first one is, put yourself at the watering hole where the big game show up to drink, right? So go to those cool places. And I've done that. I mean, it's funny that I'm listening to what you're saying, and I thought, yeah, you know, why not? What does it hurt? I mean, I go see who's there. It's kind of fun, you know? So that's number one, put yourself in the right place. What would number two be?
Number two would be, don't hesitate. We get to an event. I have what I call the 3-second rule. Let's say you saw somebody you want to meet, and you stand there like, oh, my gosh, that is such and such.
Right.
And then you wait there, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, what do I have to add? So the 3-second rule is just don't hesitate. Walk up to them. And I have a very simple acronym, CALF, C-A-L-F. The more higher profile they are, the harder it is to reach them. So CALF, the first C is compliment them. A is ask what you might want or how you can help them. L is leave. Don't just meander around and be like a groupie, because as soon as you start, like, being googly-eyed, they're not going to want to talk to you. And lastly, follow-up.
Yep.
80% of success is based on follow-up, based on some of these surveys I've read. And the last advice I would have is, you know, you have to stand out. If you don't stand out, no one's going to remember you. And we've all had those times where you have a stack of business cards, and you're flipping through the business cards, and you don't even remember who these people are, even though you know you've talked to these people because they gave them your business card. So standing out by creating that brand, and all these great companies like American Express, where I used to work for, have that sense of emotional appeal.
I love it. All right, so I'm going to break it down here. This is funny because it's like, number one, show up at the watering hole. If you're going to go big game hunting,
research the Red Event.
There you go.
Online, research what percentage of people are there that are C-level executives. If you go to these five-star hotels, they've already done the research for you because they like hanging out at those five-star hotels. If it's Carlton's, Montage Hotel, the Four Seasons. The second step is don't hesitate. Walk up to them and just smile, introduce yourself. And the last one is make sure you follow up.
Okay, so go to the watering hole. Have your gun loaded. That means know what you're going to say and be ready. And then the third one is F you. Follow up.
That's right. F you a lot.
F you a lot. Follow up. I love it. All right. Well, you can find his book at his website, ChristopherKai.com. That's ChristopherKai.com. It is called Big Game Hunting, Networking with Billionaires, Executives, and Celebrities. And that's how you can get ahead, because it is who you know in this world. And you know what? Some of them are pretty doggone cool, like my new friend, Christopher Kai. Chris, it was great meeting you at Secret Knock, and I hope to do more with you. With your also the Mondays at the Mission, anytime I can help, reach out to me. I certainly appreciate you, and can't wait to get a copy of your book because I love big game hunting, if you know what I'm saying, right?
Awesome. Thanks so much, Alan.
All right. You be good. Well, that's about it, everybody, for this week on Inc. Magazine Radio Show. You can find our podcast at Inc.com. There's a lot of these great kind of interviews that are inspirational, give you some great ideas, food for thought. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll see you next week right here on Inc. Radio. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.